This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cookin' with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre is making vol-au-vents. I'm so delighted with this because I can't remember the last time I had a vol-au-vent.
Probably 1974.
Might have been.
Yeah, but that's okay. They're back in again now. Yeah. It's official. I'll start the mushroom one first. So mm-hmm. I've got nice hot pan there, bit of oil, and then the bottom with some mushrooms, and then I've just got some garlic and onion, and just cook that down. Just a bit of oil. But the thing about mushrooms, really hot pan, because they're water. So, and then just give them a nice wee swirl around. And so while that's cooking, Sean, the vol-au-vent itself. So I've done my square one. So just cut out a square pastry, and you're better rolling, getting the block and rolling it. If you buy the ready roll, they're not really, they're too thin.
Okay.
And get a square or a round or anything you want, and then just do an indent in the middle with your knife. So like make a border. Don't go right in, just like you're drawing,
so like a wee picture
drawing
frame.
Another square or whatever it is in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Then egg wash and into a hot oven, just on a lightly oiled tray, into a hot oven.
Is that what makes it puff?
Then they'll puff up.
Okay.
Yeah. I always find too, if you put them back into the fridge after you've rolled them with any kind of pastry, it always comes up nice and even. So so it's there to save our mushrooms there, nicely cooked. I've got some porcini mushroom. So just dried mushroom, and then rehydrate it in boiling water. That goes in. So that'll give you a lovely
beefy kind
rich. And I see the juice. Like that there. That just looks like strong tea.
Uh-huh.
But that juice, I'll take that home, and you know, if I'm making gravy or anything.
Is that a mushroom stock?
That's just the soaked porcini dried mushrooms, and mm-hmm. then soak them, and you get that. You don't want to lose that juice. So you get that lovely smell, and it's, you know, and then into that there, just a drop of cream. So that's instead of your tin of soup, John.
Much better.
Yes, a lot better. And then good bit of parmesan, you know, nice big dollop of parmesan. Mushroom and basil, it's fresh basil, it's beautiful together. So just a nice big, so nearly, you know,
and you're
going to
get the saltiness
like
out of the parmesan, and yeah. It's going to give you that wee salty. Yeah. Tang.
And look, that's it. That was quicker than by the time you found the tin opener. And
yeah, absolutely.
I got that heated up. And I never really understood that tin soup because it was all a bit...
Dead easy, though.
I know, but you had to mix it with water and it was rotten.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It was condensed.
It was condensed. So that's that first one. So then take the top off the vol-au-vent,
yeah.
And then just spoon that into the middle. So, and then you can put the top back on again.
I can smell it already.
Yeah, so that's your vegetarian one there. And
okay.
Then the beef one, I'm going to do another one, just because I mean, Christmas, you know, party food, you have to have sausage, don't you?
Yes.
So you can have your cocktail sausages, and everybody loves cocktail sausages, but what I've done here is just, again, just cooked off some, just really chopped up some pork sausages, or beef would be equally good for this. Fry them off with a bit of onion, and then just when they're all cooked, I put in, the recipe says port. I actually didn't have any port left in the house, so I used a bit of sweet vermouth.
Oh, right.
From the 70s as well. Chobani. Really, do you remember Chobani?
Was that the Queen Mother used to drink
this
that, did
this is the best thing. The Queen, actually, too.
Was the Queen?
Gin and Chobani. That's, yeah, there you are. So if it's good enough for the Queen, we're grand here.
Well, she lived, Queen Mother lived till she was 150.
And the Queen's doing all right, too.
She is.
Yeah, so, and then a dash of balsamic vinegar, and then some mustard, and again, just a wee drop of cream, not a lot of cream, just to bring it all together, and then a load of flat leaf parsley.
Yeah.
So that's that one. So put that in here, John.
I don't think I've ever had a vol au vent with anything other than mushroom in it. Mike Hanrahan, have
chicken.
You ever,
chicken
you ever make vol au vents?
Well, chicken was big in the 70s.
Chicken.
Chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
The one I chicken had in a mushroom. Restaurant in London was actually a mussel and chorizo vol au vent.
Oh, wow.
So they'd, you know, done, yeah.
Yeah, fancy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really fancy.
Too fancy.
No, so it was nice because it's about the pastry, isn't it? It's like
yes.
Nice. So the pastry's
pastry.
Cold, so now because I only baked it this morning.
So which one
if you
want
to just put all that back in, you could get all that ready, all your filling, and just put it into the oven and you know, have it all ready and on the tray into the oven when your guests arrive, and then out again. We glass
it is a
of baby
party
sham.
Kind of thing,
we
isn't
glass
it?
Of baby sham. Drop a jubani, yeah. You're grand.
That's gorgeous because the basil's really sweet.
Aye.
The parmesan's really.
Salty, yeah.
And then you've the mushrooms, the beefy kind of mushrooms.
Yeah.
Hope you're enjoying that there, Johnny.
Don't worry, I've got loads here, honestly.
One for everybody in the audience.
We're going to have we'll get the 1970s party going after this, definitely. Yeah. So that's the beef as well, just so it's a... So
this is the
you should
one.
Have a wee sweetness from the vermouth or the port, if you want
ooh,
to use
yeah.
And then a bit of balsamic, and then the nice heat from the mustard. So you have all the good balance. Uh-huh.
That is gorgeous.
Nice,
that wasn't what
it?
I was expecting at all.
No, it's nice.
Really
it's different.
Nice.
Sausage vol-au-vents, that's the future.
Brilliant. Sausage yeah. vol-au-vents with mustard and
uh-huh.
vermouth.
And you don't have to. Yeah, that's it. That's your cocktail sausages. And you do it with cocktail sausages, actually, if you want to even pre-cook them and slice them up, and it would look a wee bit fancier than that. But that's
delicious. So that's sausage and mustard vol-au-vents, or mushroom, basil, and parmesan vol-au-vents.
Uh-huh.
Easy peasy.
And not a tin of soup inside.
Not a tin of soup.
See that? There are 2 minutes to take to make that. 2 minutes to make that mushroom one. That's shaved.
That's class.
You've still run around looking for the tin opener.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.